MSU alumnus Jeremy Whiting is the new general manager of Michigan State University's award-winning student radio station, 88.9 FM, The Impact, WDBM. He's just the third GM in the almost 30-year history of the radio station, which will celebrate 30 years on the air on February 24, 2019. Jeremy, welcome back to MSU today and to the university.
Thank you so much. I'm amazing. 30 years. It's amazing that it's come up already.
I know. Just truly amazing. So, Jeremy, since you were the student general manager at the station some time back, but you've in the last several years you've been happily teaching broadcasting and journalism to high school students. So what attracted you back to Impact Radio?
Yeah, it's really the only position that really would have made me leave. I was up at Ovid-Elsie Area Schools teaching broadcasting and journalism. We have an FM station up there, WOES, the Polka Palace, in the middle of a cornfield. So the cows were really enjoying it and the students. And it was a great gig. You know, we had a high-def television studio. The kids worked on a daily TV news show. They were broadcasting 24-7, doing the football games and stuff like that. And I was really happy. But then I found out that Ed Glazer was leaving the Impact. He's taken on a different position in California, and he kind of let me know there was an opportunity there. And, you know, at first I, you know, kind of hemmed and hawed about it, but the more I thought about it, Michigan State, you know, has been my home. It was my home for my bachelor's and my master's degrees. There's a strong connection there. And so if there was anything that was going to pull me out of my current job, it was this. And so I really got to thinking about it. I met with the students, and it was really apparent that it was a really good fit. And living in Lansing, so close, I knew that it would be a really good career forward for me.
So tell me the mission of Impact Radio.
Yeah, you know, essentially the mission really hasn't changed. We're still looking to educate students, so the students who come in. So education's obviously a huge part. And my years of teaching, I think that's really been at the forefront of my mind. But we also want to have a professional presentation. Yeah. You know, we want it to sound like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but commercial radio. We want the average listener to be able to flip through the dial, hear music that is good, hear DJs that are good, and not really know any difference between something more to the right of the dial. And then obviously, we want some good programming, diverse programming, programming that has a set format, but also bringing opportunities for voices from the MSU community, from the Lansing and East Lansing communities to be represented on there in not only talk format, but also musical taste. So developing specialty shows that, you know, just, you know, keep things relevant, keep things interesting to the people who are listening for a long time, but also for the current crop of college students.
So Jeremy Whiting, it's no secret that the younger people today aren't listening to the radio or interacting with it as much as you and I did. It's more about Spotify and whatnot. So what are some of the challenges and the opportunities for kind of making it more relevant?
Right. The one thing that I've been really impressed by seeing when I've been coming into the station is the crop of students. They have so many different skill sets, and the Impact is really continuing to evolve as a brand, not just as an FM station. So certainly there's always going to be a huge audience that is listening to the FM signal, whether you're driving in your car or just going out, you know, listening to a radio at home or whatever, but mostly in the car these days. And so people at home, they're listening to our live stream, they're listening to podcasts, but we're also trying to do a lot of other content. So sports programming, news, things that they could just download on, you know, either the website or go on Facebook and see constant updates of what's going on. So really it's that local connection and trying to find different ways that we can get information and content out to our audience that is relevant to them.
And Jeremy, you and I both love streaming and however people get our information, but are you also bullish on what we call good old terrestrial over-the-air radio's future?
I think so. How many times has radio been dead? You know, same with television. So, you know, the actual delivery system might change, you know, in the future. But the content is still going to, you know, people are still going to want to have a live DJ telling them local information. And I think the reason that Spotify and Pandora and some of the other services are popular is because friends can share their playlists. So they're looking for recommended songs. They're looking to hear what other people are listening to. And that's really a strength of radio. You're finding out what the masses are listening to. And there's often a very good reason some of these songs are bumped up to the top. It's because they're really good and really popular. And so that's not always what we're going for with the college radio station. But we're often finding up-and-coming talents. And I think that's very valuable to people because you could go on Spotify and find most of the artists that we play on the air. But you're not going to find one station that is picking those and recommending those specific ones to you before you've heard their name, before they're on the Billboard charts.
Jeremy Whiting is my guest. He's the new general manager of MSU's student radio station, The Impact. So, Jeremy, based on all we've talked about, what are some of your short and long-term goals as you get underway?
Yeah, my short term is just to get acclimated and to really know the staff. We have a really large staff of great students. I've been meeting with them over the last month. We have a large number of paid staff members who are in charge of all those areas that do content in a variety of ways. And then we have volunteers. So we have Fall Welcome coming up here, and we have 100 to 150 volunteers coming in, and they're not all DJs. They are people who are working on the various teams producing content for our different platforms. So really getting to know those people and figuring out how to streamline those processes. A little bit of longer term goals, though, are to upgrade the technology at the station. We're looking at kind of going to the next level for our radio automation system. So all the kind of back end stuff that helps us play music, taking that in the next professional direction and making sure we're spending our student tax dollars wisely and really making sure that the stuff that we have for the students to use is ready to work now and well into the future. And really staying relevant. So trying to find good programming that is going to appeal to MSU students and our broader community, and just constantly reinventing ourselves in some way.
Jeremy, I mentioned earlier that you're between stints at The Impact as a student and now a professional. You were teaching journalism and broadcasting to high school students. I'm just, in this day and age where journalism is often under siege from the highest office in the land, yet so important, you have a rare perspective of these kids that are up and coming who are going to need to take over jobs in this position. I'm not even sure what the question is, but just what's sort of the state of mind of our future journalists that you're interacting with? What are they concerned about?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing that I keep in my mind is, well, you trust certain people, and it may not be certain organizations so much anymore, but you might have your one local newscaster who you know, oh, well, this guy tells it as it is. Or, you know, I've met this person, you know, at an event or something, and so I could trust that person. So any opportunity that a journalist can do used to build trust, you know, with the audience, I think is key. I think local content is always going to be huge. I feel like, you know, maybe not local news media isn't trusted as much, but, you know, national certainly is not given as much of a benefit of the doubt anymore. But on the local level, being present for all those local events, from the Little League games all the way up to, you know, big events that are happening in town, I think that's really the opportunity for news to keep moving forward in the future and building that trust. And so with high school students, college students, that's where they have to start anyway. They're starting in smaller markets, starting at a smaller level, and that's where they could really build those relationships and community and hopefully rise up to a larger stage.
So, Jeremy, summarize what you want people to know about Impact Radio as the Whiting era gets underway.
Well, hopefully it's a continuation. I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel because it's such a strong foundation. The students there are fantastic. The students there are passionate, not only about radio, but the Impact brand. It becomes their home. You know, they're at all hours of the day and night. We broadcast 24/7, but they're also people working there 24/7 doing various things. And they're all really passionate, and things change. You know, it was weird coming in because you see half of the things are kind of similar to when I left 10 years ago, and the other half are totally different, but that's fine. You know, it's meant to evolve. It's meant to stay relevant. And if you're looking for what's happening in the MSU community and looking for some good taste in up-and-coming music, Impact's where it's at.
And that's 88.9 FM. And Jeremy, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much, Russ.
That's Jeremy Whiting, the new general manager of WDBM Impact Radio, student radio at Michigan State University. Check it out online, impact89fm.org. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.